The Kapuri Borva site was purchased by the state in 2002, thanks to the active involvement of the Archaeological Superintendents of Rome. The name, which means ox head, comes from the ox skull decorations, alternating with garlands on the tomb of Cecilia Metella, and was given to the area in the Middle Ages. The site, covering an area of about 8,600 metres squared, consists of a garden, a main building on three levels, and a small outbuilding. The archaeological excavations, carried out between 2003 and 2005, have unearthed an elegant bath complex dated to the 2nd century AD, the remains of which can be seen at the end of the entrance avenue. Presumably, the building was part of the huge estate inherited by Herod Atticus, a politician of Athenian origin, from his wife, Annia Regilla, a Roman noblewoman, situated between the 2nd and 3rd mile of the Via Appia. The restricted access site comprises various rooms belonging to different periods. The walls, made of finer bricks and opus mixtus, alternating courses of bricks and basalt blocks, date to the original baths, built in the 2nd century AD, while the walls made of rougher bricks are dated to the first half of the 3rd century AD, and those of opus vitatum, featuring alternating courses of bricks and tufa blocks, date to the 4th century AD. The baths, therefore, were first built in the 2nd century AD, although the buildings continued to be used at least until the 4th century AD. The excavations, however, have revealed that the complex was reused in late antiquity, in the Middle Ages, and later. The buildings suffered extensive spoliation and were then further damaged by agricultural activities over the centuries. However, parts of painted wall plaster, floor mosaics, and numerous fragments of multicoloured marble slabs used to decorate the floors and walls have been found, revealing the elegance and sophistication of the complex. Opposite the present entrance is the cold section of the baths, with the frigidarium at the heart of the building, with two pools at room temperature. To the southwest is the hot section, with the sauna or sudatium, the tepidarium with a warm pool, and the calidarium with two hot pools. The customary sequence for bathers started in the changing room, a apoditerium, then progressed from the cold to the hot sections, although the baths could also be used the other way round. After the archaeological area in the garden, you can see the visitor centre on the right. At the far end is the main building, which was built over a Roman cistern, which has been preserved in various periods. In the mid-20th century, it was refurbished and used as a private home. It was during this restoration that ancient materials and fragments found in the surroundings of the Via Appia, such as bricks, fragments of amphorae, architectural elements, statues, sarcophagi, inscriptions, fragments of tracery, also from medieval times, were used to decorate the outer walls. The building hosts exhibitions and events and stores the Antonio Cederna archive, containing documents, books and other written materials belonging to one of the most significant intellectuals of the second half of the 20th century, a key figure in the history of environmentalism and the protection of Italy's national heritage. The archive also contains autograph documents, press articles, official documents, photographs and books, and covers a period ranging from 1947 until 1996.